Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour 2, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. A whole bunch of NFL to get to. We're going to try and break down 3 games per segment. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk to Patrick Everson 1 hour from now. This Bears and Bengals game has had some really interesting movement in the last 48 to 72 hours. The initial push came in on Chicago, and then it looked like maybe we don't see Joe Flacco on Sunday. But I saw a clip yesterday, Joe, of Ja'Marr Chase, star receiver for the Bengals, who, by the way, has an over-under on Sunday of 94.5 yards. I think they think he's going to go off against this Bears secondary, healthy or not. Ja'Marr Chase yesterday was saying he didn't even know Joe Flacco was hurt. So I guess Flacco is okay. I also don't know what to believe these days from a lot of different sources, but they did bet Chicago. This opened in Vegas at 1.5. It got to 3, and then wise guys took the 3. So now we're sitting Chicago 2.5.
Sam, the truth will come out. That's what I keep saying. Yes, the truth will come out. Everybody will get exposed, and it'll be just fine. It'll be just fine in the end. Okay, so Ian Rappaport saying yesterday that it's very much in the air, the status of Flacco. He had a limited practice on Thursday. Very much in the air. Rappaport's a guy that just does what the team wants. Like, hey, just say, throw this out there, float this. It doesn't mean it's a reality. Very much up in the air. That means nothing to me. Yeah, I know he was limited in practice on Thursday. That means it's up in the air. He was not having a full practice. Okay, we're a few days away from the game at that point. So I tend to believe, Chase, that it's probably not serious. If the star wide receiver with 99 targets to lead the NFL, the guy that has 16 more targets than anybody else in the league, I kind of believe him. I think he would know if it was in doubt, because if it were in doubt, they'd be like, Ja'Marr, I'd have to go to Browning. It could be bad. Could be really bad. The market is saying that Flacco's playing, right? Go ahead.
Yes. I believe players more than I believe the teams and the reporters, because sure. I was adding more Baltimore last Friday when I saw Adam Schefter tweet that Lamar Jackson was probable to play. So I bet more Baltimore at -6.5. And by the time the dust settled from that announcement, like I told everybody, I've been saying this, I get the underdog NFL tweets right to my phone. So on the home screen, Underdog NFL will have a push notification and it'll say Schefter : Lamar Jackson good to go. And I saw it and I was like, oh, all right, let me bet more Baltimore. So I laid 6.5 on top of the 6 I already laid. And then Saturday, driving around doing the grocery runs and doing all this stuff and going to the gym, and then I get a push notification from Underdog, Adam Schefter, Lamar Jackson's not playing. I'm like,
What a mess.
What? Like, how do you go from probable to not playing? And then the Ravens had to recant, and the Ravens actually went back in time. And I know we've talked about this, but it's fresh of mind because this is another scenario where you have a quarterback that probably is going to play, but we don't know for sure. The Ravens pass posted their injury report and said, oh, by the way, Lamar wasn't practicing. He was limited at practice. And you're like, how is this a thing? And luckily, that was a bet that I was still able to win because the Ravens covered all the numbers, even though the market closed at 2.5. But it's hard to trust reporters to bring this rant full circle because the reporters, as Joe has pointed out, just report what the team wants you to report. The players don't give a damn. So when Ja'Marr Chase is like, yeah, he's fine. I believe Ja'Marr Chase. Remember there was a Kittle McCaffrey scenario a couple weeks ago when mm-hmm. McCaffrey was doubtful and then they caught Kittle like, yeah, he's going to play. He's fine. And then you and I are like, oh, do we trust Kittle or do we trust the reporters? Turns out the players are more truthful than the reporters sometimes because the players speak from the heart. They're not giving you drivel that is directed from other people to drive. It's stupid, yeah. Man. And we had McMurphy on yesterday in college. Like, these fines need to get bigger. The Ravens should be penalized for lying about Lamar Jackson's availability.
Start taking picks. And they should lose picks for that. Lose picks. We know how valuable those are. Yeah, then they'll be doing something. All right, Chase with Flacco. It's been three games. When Flacco's out there, Chase has averaged 13 receptions, 18 targets, averaged 18 targets per game, and 115 yards in those three games. So that's why you get out there with the number. I do see it as low as 90.5. He'll probably still get there. I'm not going to bet it, but he'll probably get there. Expecting Flacco to play. Roma Dunze, he was limited yesterday, but speaking of trusting the players, he said he's playing. I think he'll be fine. His number 62.5 against the worst defense in the NFL. Plus 120 for an anytime touchdown. If you're looking for prop angles, I would trust Roma Dunze. If the Bears don't put up 30 plus against this piece of crap defense, there are going to be screams from every corner of this city to bench Caleb Williams. That's where we're at right now. That was a terrible Ravens defense going into that game that they faced last week on the road against a backup quarterback. Like, come on, can you put up enough to beat this backup quarterback? The Bears cannot. But now this team, 32nd EPA per play, 32nd success rate, EPA per pass on defense, 32nd, dead last again. They're a joke. They gave up 502 yards to the Jets last week. The Bears better score 30-plus. I don't know where you're at in the game. I like, don't love. I don't know that it would make a top five. We'll find out by the end of the show. I do like the Bears, -2.5. That is juiced. Pinnacle's already at 3. Maybe they're either waiting on the status of Flacco, I assume. But the market is telling me that this is headed to Bears as field goal favorites.
It is funny that Flacco is still out there flinging at his age. You know, he doesn't want to be at home. He doesn't want to be off the football field. He just wants the ball, man. He does. I think the over is a good bet at 51. This was 53. Guys came in, betted under. I think we see this float back a little bit higher. So at 51, I would be looking long and hard at the over 51.
All right. There you have it on that matchup. Bears, Bengals, and let's stay in the NFC North, a game that we touched on a little bit ago. We've got the Lions and the Vikings. The Lions are a home favorite here off a bye, a favorite of 8.5. The Vikings have been an over team because they're not stopping anybody. You look at the last couple of games, they gave up 37 to the Chargers, 28 to the Eagles. And now we have a switch at quarterback once again. Wentz is out for the year. JJ McCarthy, no longer the emergency quarterback in back-to-back weeks. He is now going to be the starting quarterback in this game on the road, Detroit, NFC North matchup. Good luck, kid. What you got on this one?
I'm just very, very proud of my fantasy team right now. I'm starting 7 guys that I didn't even have on my roster, and I've strung together 3 straight wins. mostly because Jared Goff's been doing his thing. So I get Goff against this defense, which he's carved up. The thing about Goff is you got to get to him. If you're going to throw the pressure like Brian Flores says, you better get home. Because if you don't, oh, there's Jahmyr Gibbs with one man to beat. There's St. Brown uncovered. There's Laporta wide open, middle of the field, nobody around him. Oh, there's Jamison Williams deep. If you don't get home, he's going to just sit back there and pick you off. And that's sort of – that's what I'm hoping for fantasy purposes. It's a big pot that I'd like. I mean, you know, it's a big pot at the end of the year. I thought I was dead 3 weeks ago. But Goff is keeping me afloat along with my trade for DeAndre Swift, which has worked out pretty well. Goff should have a monster game. Do you get the offense, though, from Minnesota? Like, I'm inclined to think over, but I don't – man, I don't know that Minnesota's going to score. So I don't know what to do with the side and the total. I'm going to look at some Goff props. That's what I'm going to do.
Almost every game this year that the Lions have won, they've covered a number like this. If you put this point spread on all these games, and it's Minnesota – this defense still has metrics that are like, man, they're still good, right? I don't know. What we're seeing of lately with this team, I don't know. And now you're going to Detroit, where they're always comfortable, and they usually put up a big number. But even last week, offensively, they weren't great. They get to the 24 number against Tampa Bay. But guess what? They still won by 15. Because they didn't give up anything defensively. Baker had a rough day on the road there. And if Baker's struggling on the road in Detroit, how do you think McCarthy's going to be? The guy that they didn't want to put out there. Say whatever you want. They don't want to put – they would rather have Wentz out there than McCarthy. They were not rushing to get him back on the field. Good enough to play for back-to-back weeks. Yes, he's good enough to play. Is he playing? No. That should tell us everything. Good enough to play if we need him. Yeah, yeah. Is he playing? No. Is he starting? Uh-uh. Is he the backup? Nope. Only if we have two injuries, then we're going to J.J. McCarthy.
All right, let's just bet
the alarming, Lions.
Alarming, man. Let's just bet the Lions. Get it over with. Yeah, I'm putting it in my five. Wait, well, I just went back to my pick five last week, where we picked you and I and Paul were all in the same contest. I picked five games, three favorites, and two dogs. The favorites went 3-0, the dogs went 0-2. So at this point,
I know.
Should
have done more.
Just spin it on Lions.
All right. That's where I'm at. Here's a dog that we thought we liked early in the week, but I'm having trouble getting there. And maybe it's recency bias because of what's happened, but I think it's more about the injury report. Falcons, Patriots, this number has not moved, and it is hanging in a weird spot for it not to move all week. Like, it's normal to see numbers like 3, 3.5, 7. Those are going to stick all week, right? You don't see movement there. It feels like people don't know what to do with this game, which I kind of understand. So the Patriots, a home favorite over Atlanta. Atlanta embarrassed at home last week, 34-10 against Miami. They do nothing offensively with Kirk Cousins, but it looks like it's going to be Penix. I think he's limited in practice on Thursday. So is the number one receiver, Drake London, also limited. So that's where it's a challenge. What if it's Cousins without London again? How do you feel about them going on the road to New England, a team that is red hot, now winners of five straight games? And then you've got Drake May, who's slinging it all over the field. And that Falcons defense, what happened last week? Tua, he had four touchdown passes to four different receivers. So how's it going to work with Drake May? Their passing game much more successful than Miami's this season. So that's a concern. And your biggest weapon for the Falcons is Bijan. Where do the Patriots excel on defense? Stopping the run. So. Yeah, so first glance, I was like, oh, maybe we can get there with the Falcons. This feels like a lot based on the injury report, looking at the matchup. I don't have anything on this game. How about you?
I did notice yesterday the 6.5 and the 6 got bet. And there's not really outside of Pinnacle, I don't see another six right now on the board. I mean, it moved up, but it came right back. So it came back. It's right where it opened. it's not like it's much different from where Superbook on Sunday night opened at 5. So we're 5.5. Now, it did go up a little bit, but there was an appetite to bet Atlanta. Bear, I think, is going to bet Atlanta. I think he's on the Falcons here. He's still alive in the last man standing. 25 people.
Is he using it for that?
In the contest. I'm almost positive. He said as much on the show yesterday. He said he thinks he's going to go Atlanta. That's one pick, one bullet a week. Only 25 people left in the last man standing. Oof. And he's eyeing Atlanta. So I know. And I mean, it's hard to knock somebody who's still alive in last man standing, but I'm like, oh, Atlanta.
Right.
Oh.
Man. How much are they talking about 28-3 this week in Boston with this matchup?
I don't know.
Is it even mentioned?
I haven't listened since Monday when they were saying Drake May is better than Tom Brady.
You're like, I'm checking out. I'll check back when they lose.
Yeah. The one guy's like, he throws a better ball. It's a better ball. He's way better at the deep ball. And actually, statistically, he is better in year two than Brady was in year two. But it is funny. You turn the radio on Monday morning, he's better than Brady was. You're like, click.
Just don't put him in the same sentence. Man, the Bijan prop keeps going down. I looked yesterday, it was 69.5. Now it's 63.5. Whew. You're not fooling them. People are going to see Bijan 63.5, and they're going to bet the over. This matchup's tough. I'm not doing anything. Not doing anything in this game. All right. It sounds like neither of us, but we're kind of hoping the Falcons win. All right. On the other side, the game of the week, KC Buffalo, our breakdown here on BetSweats.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, time for the game of the week, late afternoon. This is the game that everybody will be watching, Kansas City and Buffalo. Get to that one coming up. Also, we've got Denver, Houston, Indy, Pittsburgh, this segment as well. Coming up next segment, we'll go over Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, if you're able to watch Monday Night Football, because, hey, guess what? Monday Night Football's on ESPN. As of right now, I can't watch ESPN, so I don't know if I'm going to be watching Arizona and Dallas. That's fun. Boy, if we get to the point of Monday and we're here and we didn't get to see all this college football action, okay, people will be happy because they watch the NFL all day on Sunday, but you can't watch Monday Night Football. Oh, it's going to reach a new level. They're going to get a lot of cancellations over at YouTube, whether you want to believe it's their fault or not. But anyways, people are sick of hearing about that. Let's talk about the Chiefs and the Bills. This has been bouncing between 1.5 and 2 all week at the sportsbook of your choice. We talk about numbers using BetMGM for the most part. So it is KC minus 2. KC, a 2-point road favorite, total 52.5. Sam, I feel like we've been asking our guests a lot about this game. Every NFL guest we've had. What do you think about KC Buffalo? Patrick Everson coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk a lot about this huge tilt that we have. But we haven't talked a lot about it. We haven't talked much about our opinions on this. Where are you? Chiefs, Bills. Long term, I'm on the Chiefs. You're on the Bills. But what about this specific game on Sunday?
I would like Buffalo to be healthier defensively, if we're being honest. Ed Oliver not being a part of this game is not great. But if you stick to numbers and not perception, doesn't it feel like the Chiefs shouldn't be a 2-point favorite in Buffalo? I don't know. That's sort of where I'm at. And I did actually write a story about the game for Fox. And I asked, you know, in these big games, I lean on guys like Kenny White, who makes numbers on every game. And his NFL has been solid. He was on in the Detroit-Baltimore game. He was on the over, and that game just flew over the total. His final score, I like to hear it, 24-23 Buffalo is his prediction. So he makes the game Buffalo 2. He's got him basically neutral on a neutral field, like equal. So why are the Chiefs favored? Well, because they've won 4 of 5, and over that span, they're scoring 30 points per game. That's because their offense looks unbelievable. And the
I'm laughing because before I was on WGR in Buffalo, I thought it was quite amusing and also cute. And I did call him out on it on the air. So I was listening to the segment before I jumped on with Shope and the Bulldog. We talk about our buddies a bunch over at WGR, sister station, an Odyssey station. And because the Chiefs have 3 losses, they were actually sitting there talking themselves into the idea of the Chiefs not making the playoffs because of their second half schedule. I'm like, guys, what are you doing? That was cute. That was nice. That was, yeah, you, make you feel good on this Thursday afternoon thinking about the Chiefs not making the playoffs. They're making the playoffs, okay? That's why I was laughing.
The league needs them to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, look, if they don't throw that, if Mahomes doesn't throw that 99-yard pick six in Jacksonville, we'd be talking about KC on a 5-game winning streak right now. And then you look at Buffalo, and it's, oh, well, they've lost 2 out of 3. Allen had 2 picks against Atlanta. Allen had a pick and a lost fumble against the Patriots. Like, these teams, from a surface level, appear to be moving in different directions. But the one elixir in this entire matchup is that the Bills are 4-1 in the regular season against KC, including 4 straight wins in the regular season. The Chiefs just... I don't want to say they don't care, because obviously they care. But Buffalo just seems to dig deeper in these regular season meetings, where conversely, the Chiefs are 4-0 in the playoffs against Buffalo. It's a wild head-to-head.
It is. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's the exact opposite. And then I think the reaction in Buffalo would be, oh, cool, we won. Yes, I love beating the Chiefs. I'm happy. Do it in January. Okay, then I'll be happy. Like, I'm temporarily happy. That's good. We're not letting the Patriots take this division from us, because that's the other part. Both, this is a big game for both of them. So maybe in previous years, it wasn't as big for the Chiefs to win and to get the division, because they win it every year. They win by margin every single year. They've got a battle on their hands. They're not in first place. They're fighting with the Broncos, fighting with the Chargers. So maybe we're going to see more as far as that goes, because of the 0-2 start that they did have. So it is a short week for Kansas City. You got to throw that in there. You're right about the injury report. It's also worth bringing up that the Bills' biggest weakness is their run defense. And some thought, okay, maybe Carolina can actually make it a game and cover because of the Bills' run defense. It's the one thing the Panthers do well with their two-headed monster they have. Nope. That was a 40-9 game. It was not even close at all, because you got Andy Dalton on the field. Pacheco did not practice yesterday. Now, they use a number of backs, but this guy almost got 60% of the snaps last week on Monday Night Football against Washington. So I do wonder about that. Are they going to be able to lean in that run on that run game? I don't know. Are they going to use the receivers as part of that run game? They do that from time to time. I'm not so sure. I hear your point about KC minus two. Like, okay, what if this game's at Arrowhead? We're really saying that there's that sort of a separation between these two teams? And that might be the best home field in the NFL, Arrowhead. So how far are we going to go? I mean, these are still really close teams, and they meet in the playoffs. We know it's going to be a close number. Man, if they do meet, who's going to have home field? Two. Sitting here, the Bills with two losses, the Chiefs with three. Like, that's going to be big moving forward. The Chiefs are the best team in football over the last 5 weeks. They are. I'm on the Chiefs at minus 1.5. I think they're going to get that regular season win. And the part we consistently overlook is the defense, because it's vintage Mahomes now, and maybe we didn't see that on a consistent basis in the regular season over the last couple of years. The Chiefs defense has been terrific. They're top 10 EPA per play. They're top 3 EPA per pass. James Cook was awesome last week. Josh Allen didn't have to do much. He's going to have to do everything if they want to win this game.
I also want to remind people that last year, when these two teams played in Buffalo, mostly the same cast for the most part, Buffalo was a 2.5-point favorite. Now the Chiefs are a 2-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. From a number standpoint, it's a weird game. I lean to Buffalo. I have not bet it yet, though. Have not bet it.
In the end, like, with this sort of a number, it's probably just going to be the winner, right? Most likely.
I don't think.
Under three.
I have a text from John Murray that says, NFL games don't land one. But okay. Please don't land one. Like, the worst result here is Chiefs by one.
So he said that in the past, and it landed one. Has he not?
I know. He's being sarcastic.
Okay. He's making fun of himself? Okay.
Yeah. He always tells Kelly, the NFL games don't land one. And then when they do, she's like, John Murray, you said they don't land one! And then he's like, whoa, stop yelling. But a final score of 24-23 KC would be the worst for the books. Not that we care about the books losing, but all the Chief money line bets will win, and then all the Bills 2.5 bets win. A 1-point Chiefs win is a disaster in this game.
Speaking of very close point spreads, Houston minus 1.5 against Denver. Two great defenses going at it. That is why we have a total sub 40 in a week with so many games into the 50s. This one is in the upper 30s, 39 and a hook. Denver at Houston. I have landed on a side. It's not a game that we've talked a lot about this week. I have landed on a side in this one. Do you have a side or total play?
No, I look at the total and think, whew, that's low. I feel like they can get over 40, especially with Surtain out. He's out, right?
Yep, he's out. He's probably out a month at least.
Eileen, you can get a 39.5. I understand Houston's offense has been a little wishy-washy, but man, 40 is 39.5, 40 is so low with the quarterbacks in this game. I lean over. I do. I didn't bet it, though.
So last week with Houston, the eye-popping number for me was they had 475 yards. This is a very inconsistent offense. And I think that was more about the defense. It's not saying the Texans are an awesome offense. It's more about how bad things are going to be in the world of the Niners with all of those injuries that they have on defense. So I figured that's what that was about. It's still impressive, 475. And Stroud was great without Nico Collins, without Christian Kirk. Those two have been practicing in full this week. Okay, so wide receiver one, wide receiver two, they're coming back for Houston. They're at home. Strong defenses on both sides. But when you have two elite defenses, you probably are going to give the edge to the one that's at home, being the Texans. You mentioned the Surtain injury. So now you got Nico Collins coming back. You have Surtain out on the other side. A lot of those numbers for the Broncos defense, okay, you've got to push back a little bit now because Surtain is going to be missing. Bo Nix. Bo Nix going on the road as an underdog. That is not when I want to back Bo Nix. Road, underdog, a couple of strikes. But worth pointing out, this team is red hot. They are averaging 15 points per quarter in the last five quarters. Remember the comeback a couple weeks ago at the very end, and then, of course, last week they lit up the scoreboard against an awful Cowboys defense. This is anything but the Cowboys defense. Sam, I'm on Houston, -1.5. A short favorite. What can go wrong again?
I actually, in my five, I have Texans in there.
Do you? Okay.
I have three favorites again this week. I'm like, you know, maybe I should just start picking like the public in the NFL.
This is scary. It's very worrisome.
No. At the same time, like, whatever. It is what it is. You know what else I have in my pick five? Colts, -3.
What are we missing?
What have we seen? I don't know. The only way Pittsburgh's going to win is if they win the turnover battle, like they did against the Patriots. Remember when New England turned the ball over five times? Twice in the end zone? Not the red zone, the end zone. Two turnovers in the end zone. And they still almost lost that game. I like the Colts defense. Their offensive line is exceptional. You can't stop the run. And when you can't stop the run, you can't stop anything. What are we missing on Colts -3?
I don't know. Okay, well, first off, this is going to be 3.5, it looks like. Some books have already gone to 3.5. If you wait until Sunday morning, it's probably going to be at 3.5. Just a warning. The Steelers' defense has allowed more than 30 points. Not once, not twice, not three times, four times, including Sunday night to the Packers, Cincinnati, Seattle, New York Jets. Week one scored 32 points on this Steelers' defense. Yes, they are healthier than they were early on in the season, but did that change things for Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft and what they were able to do? Enter a rookie tight end that's having a pretty damn good season. And so now we question the Steelers' defense going up against an offense that's as good as anyone. Number one in both EPA per play and success rate in the league. Them going on the road, I'm not scared. Are Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones both going to have a bad game? Because that's probably what it would take. It feels like this is one of these situations where the books are never going to overreact and move the look ahead and adjust everything way too far. But that might hurt them in this one. I also like Colts -3. We talked about four favorites that we like.
So what? The look ahead was 1.5, by the way. So they did double it from 1.5 to 3. Vintage Rodgers, potentially. Or the Steelers just getting a bunch of turnovers. Like, those are the ways where the Steelers win. It's not, you can't sit here and say there's no way the Colts lose a 3-point line.
Sure.
But I'm not betting the Steelers. Their defense stinks.
And if Tomlin's doing field goals all game, like he was on Sunday night with Boswell, this is not a field goal game, Tomlin. You need touchdowns if you're going to take down the Colts. I know it's crazy to say from where we started, but that's where we're at right now with the state of this team and in this league. Joe O, Sammy P, more Bet Sweats coming up. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football here.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Patrick Everson coming up in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that conversation because he's a cheery fella. He will help us here on the show. The Death Row Show, as you could also refer to it if you'd like. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Fadiotovich, Sunday Night Football, and Monday Night Football, which you can't watch. Thank you, YouTube TV, as of right now. Maybe that will change by the time we get through the weekend. I don't know. I think it will, but you never know. But we know Sunday Night Football will be on NBC. We can watch NBC Sports at the moment on YouTube. So we've got Seattle and Washington. This feels like a strange matchup to put on Sunday Night Football. Like, they figured Washington would probably be better than they are right now, and some of that due to injury. But we also saw regression coming the Commanders' way. I don't think it's a huge shock that they're below 500. Outside of the people in the D.C. area, I mean, they're shocked. They can't believe it. They thought, oh, he's going to take off forever, and he's going to be an MVP candidate forever. That's not how the NFL quite works. Seattle, a bit of a surprise. But we like Seattle on this show. We're bigger fans than most. I can't say this matchup really gets the juices flowing, but we have a lower point spread, and compared to most of the games going on this week, it should be more competitive than expected. Chiefs-Bills gets that late afternoon exclusive window, and then for Sunday night, we've got the Seahawks coming off a bye, and then the Commanders, they were in a primetime spot last week, short week for them after getting drubbed by the Chiefs, but a different quarterback. Looks like Mariota is going to be out because Jaden Daniels has been practicing in full all week. So I assume he's good to go.
It's very important, the injury report. And this is one you probably want to pay attention to throughout the week. Well, today's Friday, so today. But What's up with Tunsil and what's up with McLaurin? Those things are all important because their offense looked abysmal. As somebody who had to sit and watch his plus 13 bet just evaporate So McLaurin did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. Tunsil didn't practice Wednesday. He was limited yesterday. And then Daniels is a full go. Full on Wednesday, full on Thursday. I would expect you see him. And the line says he's in. Because as we know, if Jaden Daniels isn't out there, this number is Seattle minus 7. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe
with Mariota?
8?
With,
yeah,
the way Darnold's playing.
I mean, I don't need to see any more Mariota. That's for sure. He sucks. He's trash. Yes,
I mean, yeah, he
so
is.
The market believes Daniels is in. But this was that conversation that I brought up last week. Would you rather have Daniels and no weapons or Mariota and weapons? And I was on the latter. I'm like, oh well, give me the weapons. Give me Debo. Right. Give me McLaurin. Nah. Right. Give me Daniels with a bunch of tuna cans, you know?
Yeah. I thought about that too. Like after the game, I was thinking about that conversation. I wasn't sure. I was leaning Daniels with nobody, but I don't think either option is great right now, right?
Either one is great, and we know the quarterback is the most important player. Like if you take Daniels off the field, obviously the football team, formerly known as the football team, is worse. But they were playing with no weapons. He was throwing to Luke McCaffrey and, you know, guys like that. So I'm like, well,
yeah.
Debo's back. Scary Terry's back. Nope. Mariota blows. So what do you bet?
Well, we McLaurin's like not practicing.
I mean, I know.
By the way.
Yeah, no, I know.
We should point
that. I don't think Tunsil's going to play. So
and Debo might suck. Like having him back might not mean anything.
Well, he's podcasting.
He like 11 now. Yards.
He's busy. He's been podcasting during the season. So
is he? Nobody is that, are they listening? Maybe if we had that on the network survives. Damn. Missed opportunity. Debo. Who cares what Debo has to say? Does anybody?
No.
He's a bum.
All right. Betting the Commanders plus 3.
I almost said I want to, but I don't really want to. That's the opposite of what I believe. I might get there, but now it's at 3, and I hate that I missed the hook. It's a juice 3 at this point. I would only go in that direction. Part of what scares me, you've got Seattle off the bye, clearly the better offense, clearly the better defense. Seahawks are better on the road than at home. So why am I jumping to fade a team that I like a lot and I'm only getting a plus 3? That's kind of where I'm at. This Commandos team's lost 3 straight games, a lot of it because of Daniel's injury. But honestly, Daniels is out there last week. I don't know that it's changing anything. The Chiefs are probably still running away with it in the second half. So there are not a lot of – well, they won by 3 touchdowns. What do you think Daniels is going to do?
I would have covered 13 with Daniels, I feel like.
Yeah, you cover. But I'm saying winning. But Daniels out there, that's not the point spread anyways. But
True that.
It's neither here nor there. Commanders, one of the few underdogs that I could get to. But I can't sit here and say it's one of my favorite plays of the week. It's hard to back them because I don't know where they have an advantage over Seattle right now.
Yeah, it's a game I probably won't bet. Monday night. Let's do Monday night. Arizona-Dallas. Again, they open low 50s, and the total gets bet up. On cue, after we talked all week about how Dallas's games are averaging over 60 points and 800 yards of offense, they almost hit 70 points. Denver is still scoring touchdowns against Dallas.
Let's sell do three, me this two, one. Pen. Let's do 3-2-1.
Sell
two,
me
one.
The pen on the under. Fine, we can do whatever you want. 3-2-1 what?
Okay, under. Pick a side in this game.
Fine. Paul, are you playing?
Cardinals.
Because I could. Cardinals.
Oh,
we need the numbers.
Sorry.
Paul.
Oh, no. Plus, that wastes a few seconds.
Well, we heard it. I mean, we can't. I mean, we already heard it, so it doesn't.
No.
Why don't you count and then we'll go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Over.
Cardinals.
Go.
This is a disaster.
Wait, 3, 2, 1, go? The question was 3, 2, 1, and we go on 3. Hold on. Wait, what?
3, 2, 1, go off air. That's what I would like right now.
False start on the offense. 5 yards back.
That's on me. I just like. React, you know, just react.
Not all of
yeah, this is Cardinals. This is a Cardinals spot. Absolutely.
I think
right?
so. Okay, why is it a Cardinals spot?
Off a bye, I think, you know, look, the Cowboys looked pretty bad against the Broncos, but like I still feel like Cowboys are being talked about as a playoff team. Maybe, I mean, probably not anymore a contender in the NFC East. Don't think they can catch the Eagles, but best offense in the league, playoff team, you know, they're kind of a good, bad team. Would you be surprised? I actually wanted to bring this up when you guys did power rankings the other day. As bad as the Cowboys defense is, they have the second highest pressure rate in the NFL. Now, look, that can be on an island. It doesn't, like, as a defense. So they get to the quarterback. Or shocking. Stunning.
Yes.
So, look, again, that kind of points to Dallas. This just, it just feels like a Cardinals spot. To me, I like desperate for sure. Gannon regime is probably teetering if they lose this game. Certainly, if they get blown out, Kyler come back healthy. Like, is he this bad? I mean,
question about pressure rate. Serious question for once.
Sure.
Does it mean that you're absolutely getting home or that you're trying
no.
to? Because if you're you want to talk about pressure rate. They may have pressured Denver, but Denver scored 44 points.
Sure.
So, like, how do we – I honestly don't know this answer. Is pressure rate just trying to create it or getting and hitting the quarterback?
I guess
he could escape the pocket and not actually hit him.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Or release like you know.
Yeah.
Is there a – like, you've got a great slot receiver, though. So, is that going to impact Dak a lot? If I'm reversing it. I'm sorry. Kyler is what I meant. So he's got McBride there, right? Like as his outlet that'll probably go to a lot. Yeah. Well, another Cardinals angle is yes, it's a 5-game losing streak. They've lost by 1, 3, 1, 4, and 4. All these games are close. They should be able to get theirs to score against this hideous Cowboys defense. So that's a way it could go back and forth. There's a reason this total's sitting at 54, guys. If you want to believe in trends, Dak's great at night. He is. They've won 13 in a row at night, and he's having an awesome season. He's coming off his worst performance of the year against a great defense in Denver. So do we expect to see a bounce back? Probably. The Cardinals do play the Cowboys very well. Kyler has won his matchups in Dallas, so I don't think the home field is much of a thing. I'm expecting a close game. Here's what would surprise me if this is a double-digit margin.
Yeah. It's Kyler's backyard.
Total?
He grew up there.
Total is pretty rangy right now. So you got some books at 53, and then other books are at 54, 54 and a half. Obviously, if you like the over, bet over the 53. If you like the under, take the 54 and a half under, because it could land 54 and middle, you know, over the 53, under the 54 and a half. I repeat, Dallas games this season, on average, 60 points per game, 800 yards of offense. If it ain't broke, don't try and fix it.
Live angle, high total, high variance game like this. One team goes up 10, hit the other on the money line.
Side, look at the sides.
Sure, or the side, yeah.
Or the side.
Yeah. That makes sense. For every stat category out there, the Bengals are 32nd. And then the Cowboys are 31st, like across the board on defense. It's pretty bad. If Kyler doesn't have a big game off a bye, what the hell are we doing, man?
Yeah.
Well, because Eberflus, every time they cut to Eberflus, he's like, huh? He's an idiot.
Yeah. Yep. 2.5 across the board. It was 3 earlier this week.
I'd want the three if I'm going to back the Cardinals. Patrick Everson, we'll find out where the sharp money's at right here on Bet Sweats.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.